Oh my, thank you, Aaron, and everybody, and all of you, for your full-hearted participation that was so rich for me, and I trust for you this time of worship. Thank you for your participation.
我们非常谢谢 Aaron 弟兄, 还有整个敬拜团队, 还有弟兄姐妹, 每一位, 我们全心的在敬拜中的摆上, 这敬拜对我来说是非常非常的丰富, 心里非常感恩。
There's a wonderful story in the book of Mark about a man at his wit's end, out of his loving concern for his son, who was tormented by a demon.
在马可福音第九章那边有一个故事, 这里有一个人呢, 他已经走到了绝路, 因为他非常爱他的儿子, 但是他的儿子常常被乌鬼, 虐待, 被乌鬼捉弄。
It's such a pathetic story to read of this child who was deaf-mute. This demon would throw him into convulsions and seizures, throw him into fire and water.
在这里我们看见这个故事，我们是一个非常可怜的故事。这里他的儿子呢，常常被乌鬼附了以后呢，他而且他这个人是又聋又哑，那他常常被乌鬼摔倒，而且口吐唾沫，咬牙切齿，身体枯干。
And he begged Jesus to heal him.
那他就要求耶稣来医治他。
The exchange that follows is remarkable. Jesus says, all things are possible to him who believes.
在接下来呢，耶稣所讲的话就非常的奇妙。他说，你若信，在信的人凡事都能。
To which that man famously replied, I do believe, help my unbelief.
但是这个孩子呢，他的父亲却说，我信，但我信不足，求主帮助。
I think most of us can relate.
我想我们这些都可以感同身受。
Of course we believe, yet simultaneously we find there's this little nagging doubt.
是的，我们说我们当然相信，但是在同时呢，我们却有那么一点的不信，一点的怀疑。
We need to let ourselves learn to be honest about our doubts.
我们必须学习对我们的怀疑来诚实的面对它。
We're so concerned in church to encourage belief that too often we create a culture in which it is not safe to express doubt.
因为在教会里，我们常常太重视要来鼓励相信信心，以至于呢，我们创造了一种文化，我们不感觉很舒适或者很安全来表达我们的不信。
Have you ever felt inadequate, like you're a disappointment to God?
你是否曾经感觉自己的不足，而觉得神对你失望呢？
Are you like me, at times afflicted with self-doubt?
你会不会跟我一样，有的时候我对自己也怀疑？
Of course, we are all painfully aware of how imperfect we are.
是的，我们都知道，而且是这个是很痛苦的，知道我们其实都不完全。
So much of our life energies are consumed with hoping that our inadequacies will not be too obvious to those around us.
有的时候我们花很多的力量来希望我们的不足在别人的眼中看起来不是那么的明显。
I wonder if sometimes we suppose that God is hoping that someday one of us will rise up and be strong and not fail.
你是不是想说，神或许就在盼望有一天，我们其中有一个人呢，会被兴起来，非常的刚强，而且不致失败。
There's a song that comes to my mind from my childhood, a song from a Broadway musical called Camelot.
我记起来，在我小的时候呢，我听的一首歌，那是一个百老汇的音乐歌剧的一首歌。
It's the legendary Sir Lancelot who boasts that he is the great one.
那个歌剧，百老汇的歌剧是 Camelot. 那这里面呢，这一首歌呢是这个兰斯洛特爵士他自己对自己的夸耀。
I hope this will translate okay.
我会试着把它翻成中文。
From that song, he sings, I've never strayed from all I believe, I'm blessed with an iron will.
这里呢，他是自己对自己的夸耀，他说，我从来没有离弃我的信仰，而且呢，神祝福了我，使我有铁一般的意志，坚强的意志。
Had I been made the partner of Eve, we'd be in Eden still.
如果当初神是造了我，成为夏娃的伴侣，那我们今天仍然会活在伊甸园里。
And then being French, he calls out, c'est moi, c'est moi.
这是法文是说是我是我。
It is I the angels have chosen to fight their battles below.
我就是那个在天上这些天使所拣选为他们在地上征战的。
And here I stand as pure as a prayer.
我如今站在这里，我纯洁的有如一个祷告。
Incredibly clean, with virtue to spare, the godliest man I know, c'est moi.
我是完全的洁净，完全充满了美德。我是我所见过最敬虔的人，就是我。
Surely this is what God keeps hoping one of us will become someday.
我相信这也是神希望有一天我们其中的一位就可以成为这样子的一个人。
No, surely I am being facetious.
但是同时呢，我其实也是觉得自己很滑稽。
God never forgets that we are dust.
因为神从来不会忘记我们不过就是尘土。
In fact, while we are baffled by it, unable to understand ourselves or others, and invariably have false notions about ourselves and others, God has this absolutely perfect understanding of how He has made us and what sin has done to us.
虽然我们有的时候可能会对我们自己的情形感到困惑，而且我们也不了解自己，也不了解别人，但是神他非常的清楚我们的光景，他知道罪在我们身上所造成的伤害。He's
realistic in his expectations of us whom he has redeemed and us whom he indwells.
我们这些被他救赎，而且如今圣灵住在我们里面的人，他非常的了解，而且他是非常的很切实际的，知道他对我们有什么盼望。This
morning we want to consider the Apostle Thomas.
今天我们要来看的就是使徒多马。All
that we know of the Apostle Thomas, we learn from the Gospel of John.
我们所有对使徒多马的认识呢，来自于约翰福音。
And of course, there's one leading episode that we're most familiar with.
我们大家都非常清楚的就是那么一段的记载。
And certainly we will give attention to that.
我们今天会特别的来看那一段。
But there are two other brief accounts which are also part of the story as we need to learn it.
但是呢，除了那一段以外呢，另外还有两部分的圣经我们也要来看。
The first thing that we learn of Thomas comes from the story of the raising of Lazarus in John chapter 11.
我们第一个来看的呢，第一段的那个有关多马的记载是在约翰福音十一章。
He reappears in chapter 14.
还有第十四章。
And there he interrupts a major teaching by Jesus with a question.
在第十一章呢，是耶稣使拉撒路复活的故事。在第十四章呢，我们就看见多马他在耶稣教导了的时候呢，他插嘴，他插入了一个问题。Then
that last time that he shows up is the well-known episode for which he receives the epithet Doubting Thomas.
然后最后一段的记载呢，就是我们非常熟悉的故事，也是因着那一段的记载呢，他后来得了一个称号，就叫做怀疑的多马。
In each of the first two, he has but one very brief speech.
在头两段的记载呢，他的说话都非常的简短。
But in that last one, he has two speeches in two scenes, totaling 40 words in the original Greek.
但是最后的一段记载呢，我们就看见他出现了两次。那他两次的记载呢，一共有十四个。
I want to ask you to indulge me for just a moment with a little bit of technical discourse analysis, all right?
我希望大家能够姑且就让我在这里做一点技术上的对这个经文的一个分析。
We'll come back to this in a few minutes, but in the 20th chapter, there's a scene in which Thomas shows up in just one verse.
在二十章呢，这头一个景子，我们看见多马呢，他不过就是讲了一节的话。
And in that verse, there's a statement by his fellow disciples that consists of just three words. And then Thomas responds with a 33-word answer.
在这里呢，我们看见二十五节第一段呢是说其他的门徒对他说的话，然后的是短短的。然后呢，多马回答，他的回答就是有33个希腊文的字。
The next four verses are the following scene.And there, Jesus joins the 12, the 11, in the locked room. He speaks peace to them, and then he engages Thomas in a little conversation.
然后后来呢，我们又看见门徒们在屋子里，那个房间是锁起来的，多马也在他其中，然后耶稣呢，就又出现在他们中间，而且这一次呢，他跟多马有一个对话。
Jesus speaks a message to Thomas.There's 27 words in verse 27.
在这里呢，耶稣就对多马的话呢，一共是有24个希腊文的字，在27节里。
Thomas responds with a 7-word answer.
然后呢，多马呢，他的回答一共是七个希腊文的字。
And then Jesus concludes the whole scene with a 10-word speech to Thomas.
然后耶稣呢，他就在对整段话的做一个结束，一共是说了十个希腊文的字。
Are you still with me?
你们听得还好吗
？One more matter before I walk you through these three Thomas stories.
那我们还要再提一件事，然后我们就要看这多马的三个故事。
I need to explain to you an interesting literary strategy of the book of John. I call it case studies.
需要跟你们解释一下，因为在这个约翰福音里面有一个非常特殊的文体，那我姑且叫它做就是个案研究。
God has given us four gospels in our Bible.
在圣经里面，神给了我们四部福音书。
And often we think they're basically the same.
我们通常就觉得他们讲的几乎都一样的。
Of course, that's partly right, but it's also partly wrong.
是的，我们这样子想呢，是局部分，部分是对的，但是也部分是错的。
What's right is that all four of these Gospels are about Jesus the Messiah, who is God incarnate, who came to save his people by giving his life as a sacrifice on a cross, and then he rose triumphantly from the grave.
我们说这四部福音都是对的呢，是因为这四部福音都讲到耶稣是那个要来的弥赛亚，而且他是神在肉身显现，是为了来拯救他的百姓，把自己的生命献上在十字架为他们舍命，而且从死里复活。
However, each one of these gospels tells that story in a unique way.
但是这四部福音书里面呢，他们对我们都有一个很特殊的信息。
Two of the interesting, unique features of John's Gospel, and there are many, are first, that he develops the theme of believing far more than any of the other Gospels.
在约翰福音里面，我们看见有一个很特殊的一个特点呢，就是这个作者他用许多的故事来表达一个其中有一个很重要的信息，就是相信。
In fact, he uses some form or other of the word believe 100 times in this 21-chapter gospel.
使徒约翰在这个约翰福音里面，他用了相信或是信心或是有关相关的字呢，有100次之多。
And secondly, John develops what I like to call case studies. He uses various characters in his gospel as case studies of faith.
另外呢，约翰呢，他也在约翰福音里面，他用了一些的人物来讲一些，好像是一个个案研究关于信心。
It's those two features that are especially crucial for our consideration of Thomas this morning.
那这两个文体的特点呢，对我们今天早上来看，多马是非常重要的。
John, the apostle, the author, is presenting Thomas as a case study in faith.
因为在这里我们看见使徒约翰，他把多马的故事呢，是用来表达一个个案研究，有关于信心的个案研究。
You remember Nicodemus?
我们记得尼哥底母吗？
Of course, we best remember him for that meeting with Jesus in the middle of the night.
我们都记得他，他有一天晚上他来见耶稣。
In John chapter 3, he is depicted as a learned man and interested in Jesus, and at the same time clueless as to heavenly realities.
在约翰福音第三章，我们看见，尼哥底母作者描绘他呢，就是一个非常有学问，而且他对耶稣有兴趣，但是他对于属天的实际呢，却是毫无概念。
John brings him back into the story then in chapter 7, where he is interestingly both bold and timid.
那很有意思的就是约翰呢，在第七章又提到这个人，但是这个时候他提到这个人呢，尼哥底母他同时又非常的勇敢，同时又非常的胆怯。
He's in a private meeting of the Sanhedrin where they are all ganging up on Jesus, talking about how they need to destroy him. And Nicodemus speaks up and says, wait a minute here.
但在这里呢，他是在一个跟公会的一个会议里面，在这个公会的会议里面，大家在商量如何应该，他们应该要把耶稣杀害。但是这时候呢，他就站起来替耶稣说话，他说你们等一等。
So there's a boldness, and at the same time, a kind of a timidness in front of this intimidating crowd.
所以我们同时呢，可以看见他站起来，他非常的勇敢，但是在这样子的一个群众里面，他又有一点害怕。
And then we see Nicodemus one last time at the cross in chapter 19.
最后一次我们看见尼哥底母是在第十九章，在这里我们看见他在十字架的面前。
Nobody wanted to step forward and claim the body of Jesus, Nicodemus did.
因为那个时候没有人敢站出来，来要求耶稣的尸体，但是尼哥底母却站出来了。
So a key point that we need to see is that John wants us to think of believing as not what it looks like in the beginning of Nicodemus' faith pilgrimage, nor in the middle, but at the end.
在这里我们看见使徒约翰呢，他就希望我们来看信心，不是光看尼哥底母他在信心之旅的起头，也不是中间的过程，而是要看他的结局。
In the end, Nicodemus is a bold believer.
因为在末了的时候，我们看见尼哥底母他是一个勇敢的信徒。
He steps up when even the disciples wouldn't.
他勇敢地站出来，而当时呢，其他的使徒们都不敢。
The Gospel of John is teaching us first that the genuineness of faith is demonstrated by how it ends.
所以在这里，我们看见作者要让我们看见真实的信心表现出来的时候，是在于它的结局。
And he's teaching that genuine faith can appear questionable and even dubious at stages along the way.
而且他要我们看见真实的信心也非常的可能有的时候表现出来的是一种的怀疑，虽然在这个过程里面它是有阶段性的。
If we could take the time, we could also see something similar in the case study of Peter.
如果我们能够多花一点时间，我们也可以来个案研究，而且看见这些真理在彼得的身上。
But now back to Thomas.
现在我们回到多马。
I know he is popularly referred to as Doubting Thomas.
我知道我们常常听见有人叫他是怀疑的多马。
And so we start with the idea that he's some kind of a bad example.
所以我们心里就会想呢，他可能是信心的一个反例。
I think that that's a bum rap.
我觉得这是一个错误的判断。
I think it seriously misrepresents the actual point of our author, that he wanted us to take from our reading.
我也不觉得我们叫他怀疑的多马呢是很诚实的来表达作者所要表达的。
So back to chapter 11 of John's Gospel.
我们现在回到约翰福音十一章。
This chapter is the wonderful story of the raising of Lazarus.
在这里呢，我们看见有一个非常美好的故事，就是耶稣使拉撒路复活。
Lazarus and his two sisters, Mary and Martha, were close personal friends of Jesus.
拉撒路的两个姐妹，马大和玛利亚，她们都是耶稣非常亲密的朋友。
They lived in the little town of Bethany, just about 2 miles on the east side of Jerusalem.
他们住在一个城市，一个小城市叫伯大尼，差不多是在耶路撒冷东边的二里路的距离。
Piecing together the details from these chapters of John, it appears that this event actually took place within a month, 2 months, 3 months, something like that, just before the crucifixion.
我们从各样的资料和线索来看，这个故事发生的时候，可能是在一个月或两个月到三个月在耶稣上十字架之前。
In the last couple of verses of chapter 10, we learn that Jesus and the 12 were kind of camping out, you might say, some 20 miles east of Jerusalem.
在我们看见当时呢，可能耶稣跟他的门徒呢，他们可能住在耶路撒冷离耶路撒冷差不多二十里地的地方。
We're told that they're keeping their distance because they know that the Jewish leaders there had put a price on Jesus' head.
我们知道呢，他们在这里可能想跟耶路撒冷保持一点距离，因为在耶路撒冷呢，这些犹太的首领呢，已经为了耶稣的脑袋设了一个价钱。换句话说，他们要逮捕他，要杀害他。
Chapter 11 begins with the word that his good friend Lazarus had become gravely ill.
在十一章一开始，我们看见耶稣的朋友拉撒路呢，他生了重病。
Lazarus's sisters seem to know where to find Jesus, and so they send word to him, "Our brother is sick. Would you please come quickly?"
那他的姐妹们好像也知道耶稣住在哪里，所以就差人去给耶稣带信。就说我们的弟兄病了，请你赶快来。
And Jesus' response must have surprised everyone when he announced that he was not going to go right now.
当耶稣说他不会立刻去，可能他这句话呢，让许多的人都感觉很吃惊。
His words in verse 6 of John chapter 11, "This sickness will not end in death. Instead, it is for the glory of God, so that God's Son may be glorified through it."
在第六节呢，他就宣告了，这病不至于死，乃是为着神的荣耀，而且叫神的儿子因此得荣耀。
The account then tells us that a couple days later, he directed the 12 that now was the right time for them to head toward Jerusalem.
那圣经就记载，过了两天以后呢，他过了几天，他才跟他的门徒说，我们现在去耶路撒冷。
In verse 8, the disciples tried to talk him out of it, since they knew that the Jewish leadership in Jerusalem would surely learn of his arrival, and their hope to destroy him was well known.
但是在第八节，我们看见他的使徒们呢，却想劝他不要去，因为他们知道，如果他们去的话，耶路撒冷的这些犹太人的首领会知道他们已经来了，就会想办法杀害耶稣。
But of course, they couldn't talk Jesus out of it.
当然，他们没有办法劝阻耶稣。
And so Thomas was the one who bravely urged his brother disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him."
既然他们不能劝阻他们呢，所以这个多马呢，他就非常的勇敢，就劝其他的使徒说，那我们跟他一起去，我们也跟他一起同死。
And those are the last words of that scene.So that the author leaves those words ringing in our ears.
而且在这个场景里面，多马说的话就是最后的一句话，好像就是这个作者呢，他希望他所说的这最后一句话能够一直萦绕在我们耳中，我们能够记得。
That's our first impression of Thomas.
这就是我们对多马的第一个印象。
What is it the author is wanting us to make of that?
到底这个作者想要我们得到什么的印象
？Surely it is something of heroic faith.
换句话说，就是他像如英雄一般的信心。
If Jesus is going into his death trap, I will not flee. I will not abandon him. I am with him until death. Who else is with me?
当时呢，多马的话其实就是说，如果耶稣要到要去到死地的话，我也不会逃走，我也不会离弃他，我要与他一同去。你们有谁要跟我一起吗？
Jumping forward in a couple of chapters.
我们在往后的几章圣经里，我们看见
There's an interesting contrast or comparison with Peter at the end of chapter 13.
在这里我们看见彼得呢，他也有一个很不同的对比。
If I may use terminology from the game of poker, it looks like Peter saw and raised Thomas's pronouncement.
在这里呢，如果我们用那个扑克牌的这种术语的话，我们就可以比喻做，好像彼得他看见了多马的这样子的一个宣告，一个信心的宣告，他也就跟上去，好像同样的下赌注一样。
Thomas has said.I will die with him. Peter now says, I will die for you.
就像当初多马是说我要与你同死，在这里呢，彼得就说我愿意为你死。
Of course, this is that exchange that Jesus answered with the announcement, Peter, you're going to be denying me, not once, not twice, but three times in the next 24 hours before sunrise.
但是在彼得讲完这句话以后呢，耶稣却告诉他说，彼得，你知道吗？在24小时以内，你会三次不认我。
And speaking of case studies, that's a key piece of a Peter case study in John.
如果我们要做个案研究的话，这一段话就是研究彼得很重要的一段。
So let's now move forward to chapter 20 to see Thomas in thatclimactic scene.
那我们再继续往前到二十章，我们看见这个多马的故事里面最高峰的一段记载。
I'm sorry, we're not ready to move forward to chapter 20.
对不起，还没有到二十章。
Actually, we're just moving forward into chapter 14.
我们现在来看第十四章。
It's at the end of chapter 13 that we have Peter protesting.That he would die for Jesus, and Jesus answering, "No, you're going to deny me three times."
因为在第十三章在结尾的时候，我们就看见，彼得说他愿意为耶稣死，但是耶稣说不，你在鸡叫以前，你在天亮以前，你要三次不认我。
And after that brief interruption, Jesus at the beginning of chapter 14 resumes his train of thought from where he was before Peter jumped in and said, "Where are you going, Lord?"
然后我们在第十四节的一开始呢，我们就看见，耶稣再回去继续这个在彼得他没有在彼得没有打断他的话之前的耶稣所讲到的这个思路。
Jesus has said, "I have to leave you," and then in verse one of chapter 14, he says, "Let your hearts not be troubled. Trust me. Trust God." Or.You trust God, trust me too.
在这里呢，第十四章第一节呢，他就当时他知道他要离开门徒了，所以他就来安慰，而且安慰他们的心，就说你们的心里不要忧愁，你们信神也当信我。换句话说呢，你们信神，你们也要一样的相信我。
He assures them that his departure and separation from them is temporary.And it is for their advantage.
他向他们保证说，他的离去呢，其实是暂时的，而且是为了他们的好处。
He says, "I am going to prepare a place for you, and I will come back for you."
因为他说，我去呢是为你们预备地方，而且我还要再回来接你们。
That all seems to be fine.
这些看起来都不错。
But the next statement is what perplexes Thomas.
但是他下一步下一段话讲的呢，就让多马很困惑。
In verse four, Jesus says, "You know the way to the place where I'm going."
因为在第四节呢，他就说我往哪里去，你们知道。
In all probability, it perplexed all the others as well.
我相信呢，其他的使徒和门徒他们也一样的感到困惑。
But once again, it is Thomas who speaks up. with the most honest and natural of questions.
但是呢，只有多马他就问了这么一个非常自然而且非常诚实的问题。
The idea is, excuse me, Lord, but we don't even know where you're going, so then how can we be supposed to know the way?
所以呢，他换句话说呢，他打断了耶稣说，等一等，主啊，我们根本不知道你要去哪里，我们怎么可能知道这条路呢？
Of course, from Jesus' end of this was all just a setup.
其实呢，对主耶稣来说，这就是他事先安排的。
He'd set him up so that Thomas would ask this question so that he could say what he wanted to say.
这好像是耶稣特别的就是这样子的安排，所以呢，多马会问一个问题，他就可以回答多马的问题。
The Lord had something of supreme importance to say next.
因为主耶稣
led them to draw it out of him by this very simple, honest question.
因为主耶稣他要告诉他们一个非常非常重要的问题，所以他就事先有这样子的一个布局，让他们能够问这一个非常诚实的问题，使他可以继续来回答他们。
So it was Thomas who, in his innocence, directed the conversation so that Jesus could make that great pronouncement, I am the way.And the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father but by me.
所以就是因着多马呢，他这一个不知状况的情形下问的一个问题，然后引出了耶稣这个伟大的宣告，就说我就是道路、真理、生命。若不借着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
Notice that in his answer, Jesus divulged not only the way, but the destination as well. No one comes.To the Father.
所以我们看见呢，在耶稣的回答里面，他不但解答了这个，不但透露了这条道路就是他自己，另外他也透露了他们的目的地是去哪里呢？就是去父那里。
But once again, our friend Thomas is just so simple, so honest, so eager.
我们在这里看见我们的朋友多马呢，他就是这么一个简单、诚实而且热切的人。
Thomas cared just as much as Peter did about being with Jesus and being with him forever.
我们看见多马呢，他跟彼得一样，他们希望跟耶稣在一起，而且永永远远跟耶稣在一起。
We are supposed to see here lovely, pure faith.
我们在这里，我们看见了一个非常可爱、非常纯洁的信心。
Even if Thomas, in his innocence, may have felt like a complete ignoramus for having asked such an obvious question.
或许当时呢，多马呢，在问了这么一个很简单、很基本的问题呢，他自己可能觉得自己很傻、很糊涂。
So now we can move to chapter 20.
现在我们可以看二十章。
It was in chapter 19 that we have the account of Jesus' crucifixion and death and burial.
在十九章，我们看见了耶稣上十字架，他的死和他的埋葬。
And the first 18 verses of chapter 20, we see a couple of the earliest visits to the tomb.
那在二十节二十章的前半部第一节到第十八节，我们就看见耶稣呢，他的显现，还有一些门徒他们到坟墓的记载。
Early on that Sunday morning, Mary Magdalene came to the tomb and saw that the stone was removed and the tomb was empty.
因为在清晨呢，摩大拉的玛利亚就到了坟墓那里，看见大石头被挪开，而且这个坟墓是空的。
She ran immediately to the disciples and told them, somebody stole the body.
所以摩大拉的玛利亚就立刻回到使徒那里，告诉他们有人把主的身体偷走了。
She didn't yet believe resurrection.
因为当时她还没有相信复活。
Peter and John ran to the tomb.
所以彼得跟约翰就跑到坟墓那里
，and found it just like she had said.
那就像玛利亚所描绘的。
And yes, it says that John believed, but.
但是圣经说约翰相信了，可是。
Then it says that he and Peter just went on back home.
然后呢，圣经就说他跟彼得呢就回家了。
And it says they didn't entirely understand.
因为他们没有办法了解。
But then that next section, from verse 19 through verse 29.
但是在下一段呢，从19节到29节。
Here we see Jesus meeting with the disciples in their secret, secure location.
这里我们看见，耶稣呢，他就来到使徒们，他们感觉到安全的这个很秘密的地方。
John describes a meeting on that first Easter Sunday, and then a second meeting a week later.
在这里呢，约翰就向我们描绘了第一个复活节，而且一个礼拜以后，还有一个礼拜以后所发生的事。
The key difference is that Thomas wasn't there the first time, and he was there the second time.
这两天的不同呢，第一天，多马不在那里，第二天呢，第二次就一个礼拜以后，他在那里。
We're not given any clue where he was or why he was missing.
我们不知道他为什么不在那里，也不知道他到底在哪里。
The point is very simple. He missed seeing Jesus.
但是很清楚的，我们知道他错过了看见耶稣的机会。
All the rest of them saw him and they believed.
其他的门徒呢，他们都看见了耶稣，而且相信了。
And then Thomas runs into them sometime between that Sunday night and the next week. They tell him what they saw, and he emphatically rejects their testimony.
但是呢，之后，多马看见了这些使徒，他们就告诉他发生了什么事情，但是他坚决的拒绝相信。
Instead of sharing their enthusiasm, he shocks them and us by saying, "Unless I see the nail marks in his hands." And put my finger where the nails were, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe.
但是不但他没有像他们一样这么的兴奋，反而呢，他的回答就是让每一个人都感觉非常的震惊。他说：“我除非我看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。”
And so we call him Doubting Thomas.
所以因此呢，我们就叫他怀疑的多马。
Have you ever wondered about Thomas's eternal destiny if he had not lived to that second Sunday?
你们有没有想过，如果多马呢，他没有活到下一个主日就离世了，他的永远的结局会是怎么样呢？
How serious was this doubt, this unbelief?
到底他这个怀疑，他这个不信有多严重呢？
Had he indeed rejected his faith in Jesus?
他是不是他的怀疑是不是拒绝了？是不是一个对主的不信？
Or was this merely something like a tantrum of some child who has just learned that he missed a chance to go to the circus?
还是他讲的这些话呢，只是一个发脾气而已？就好像有一个小孩，当他知道他错过了去看马戏团的机会，他可能就发一顿脾气。
His mind may have flashed through various possibilities.
所以他可能就是有这许多的可能性。
They could be right, but obviously Thomas rejected that.
不管怎么样，但是呢，多马就是拒绝相信。
Or they could be deluded, but that seems all but impossible.
因为他可能有他当时多马呢，可能他心里会有各样各样的想法，他可能会觉得。他们是对的，但是他拒绝相信，或是这所有的人呢都被疑惑了，都被欺骗了，但是那不太可能。
Maybe he was just in denial.
或是他就自己就是拒绝接受这个事实。
In fact, his words could well be translated, "I refuse to believe."
所以他的话呢，其实我们可以把它翻译成说，我拒绝相信。
After all, the 10 were eyewitnesses. Why couldn't he be one also?
因为他想说，你这些人都成为亲眼的见证人，为什么我不能成为亲眼的见证人呢？
He seems to be saying something like this: If it's true as you say, then I too should be able to have an eyewitness experience.
换句话说呢，他其实他的心可能是在想，如果你们都亲眼看见了他们，他看见了复活的耶稣，为什么我不能也成为其中一个亲眼的看见的见证人呢？
Maybe his refusal was a refusal to be satisfied with their testimony.
所以他的拒绝呢，可能他拒绝只是因着这些人的见证就能够心满意足。
What we are meant to see is that not one of them just believed the resurrection. Not one of them was asked to believe purely on the testimony of somebody else.
因为我们在这里看见他们每一个人呢，没有一个人他们相信复活是因为别人跟他们做的见证。
Every person in this chapter, Mary Magdalene, Peter, John, the Ten, and Thomas, believed after they saw.
因为在这一章里面，每一个人，摩大拉的玛利亚、彼得、约翰，还有其他的十个门徒，甚至于多马，都是他们相信是因为他们看见了。
Resurrection is not something people expect ever.
因为复活不是一个普通人很容易去相信或是期待的一件事。
Again, back in chapter 11, Lazarus' sister Martha said she believed in the ultimate resurrection.
回到第十一章里面，我们看见拉撒路的姐妹马大呢，她相信复活，但是她相信的是末了的复活。
But it appears that she just couldn't quite let herself interpret Jesus' words as meaning that he intended to give her brother back to her that day.
在那里呢，我们看见马大就是没有办法相信耶稣当他讲这个话的时候，他其实是要把他的兄弟当天就让他从死里复活。
And so the 20th chapter with Thomas and all of them in those early days after the resurrection should be powerfully reassuring to us that Jesus actually did rise from the dead.
所以呢，这些亲眼见的这些见证人，他们的见证呢，就可以使我们能够相信，可以让我们确定耶稣的确是从死里复活了。
This book of John was written not 20 centuries after the fact, it was written in the first century.
因为这本福音书呢，它不是二十世纪之后才写的，它是耶稣复活之后数十年就写成的。
One of the points that it's making is that the apostles, just like the rest of us, were not inclined to believe in resurrection.
而且我们要知道的就是说，这些使徒呢，他们跟我们一样，他们没有这个很愿意相信复活的这个倾向。
They had already entered the grieving stages.
因为耶稣因为他们已经进入了那个为耶稣哀痛的这个期。
They didn't run to the tomb hoping to find it empty and him alive.
因为当他们去看这个坟墓的时候，他们并不是想说去看这个坟墓，那期盼它是空的，而相信主耶稣已经复活了。
And they were not going to fabricate something so preposterous as a resurrection, especially if there was no truth in it.
而且呢，他们更不可能呢想说自己编造一些荒谬的事情，尤其。荒谬的像复活这样子的事情，尤其是他们一点根据都没有。如果他们一点根据都没有的话
，And they certainly were not going to go all the way to martyrdom to die for something that they knew to be a lie.
如果复活只是一个谎言的话，他们更不可能因着这个谎言而走到殉道的路上。
They saw him,
因为他们真的是亲眼看见了。
So back to the text.At verse 29, it's the Lord who utters the last word in the scene.
那我们再回到圣经里，我们看见在那个场景里面，二十九节，耶稣他说了最后的一句话。
Thomas had said, "My Lord and my God."
因为当时多马说，我的主，我的神。
That's the author's way of saying Thomas believed.
换句话说，作者要告诉我们的就是多马这时候真的相信了。
And so in verse 29 Jesus says, "Have you believed because you have seen me?"
29节耶稣对他说，你因看见了我才信。
That's a rhetorical question that means yes.
换句话说，他说是的，我是。
Have you, Thomas, been granted the privilege that you demanded?
是的，多马，你要求的特权我已经给你了。你看见
You wanted to see me. You wanted to see my wounds. Here they are.
你想要看见我，你想要看见我的伤痕，你看见了。
And having seen, you believe.
你看见了，你也相信了。
What then should we say of those who have not been privileged as you to see me and yet they believe.
那么对那些没有你这样子特权的人，他们没有看见我和我的钉痕，而又相信了，这些人我们怎么说呢？
Are they to be blessed less than you, Thomas?
你觉得他们应该蒙受比你更少的祝福吗？
To the contrary.
但是相反的。
There is a special blessing for that kind of faith.
为那样子的信心呢，主预备了一个特别的恩典和祝福。
In this, our author, who was John, who was one of those who was there, who saw him resurrected, the beloved and last surviving apostle, John speaks in what we should call self-deprecation.
在这里，我们要知道，这个作者约翰，他也是那个十个使徒亲眼看见耶稣复活的人，但是他在这里讲呢，他是所有使徒里面最后一个存活的。当他这样子讲的时候，他有一点那种自嘲、自讽的味道。
He's saying to the readers of his book, "You never got to see him like I did, and you thought I was such a special. You're the ones who have the greater blessing."To believe without seeing.
因为他在想，你们这些读约翰福音的读者，你们可能会想说，我是这么的特别，因为我有这样子的特权可以看见耶稣。但是你们要知道，你们没有看见他就相信的，你们是特别蒙福的。
By the time he writes this, 11 apostles had died martyrs' deaths. Paul also.
当时呢，他写约翰福音的时候，这个作者写约翰福音的时候，十二个使徒里面十一个已经殉道了，包括保罗。
And what do you think the church thought of those?
你在想当时的教会对这些使徒的看法和是什么样的呢？
Superheroes.
当时的教会看这些使徒呢，他们就是超级的英雄。
Any flaws that they had were completely forgotten.
当时。任何这个使徒有的任何的缺陷呢，他们早已经忘记了。
Every one of them had been faithful to the end. Peter, Thomas, all of them.
因为每一个人，他们都忠心地走到路中。彼得是这样，多马也是这样。
Their stature in the eyes of the churches was glorious and heroic.
他们的身份在教会里面呢，是非常的荣耀的，非常的伟大。
So John reminds them that they were not heroes.
但是作者约翰呢，却是要提醒众教会，他们不是英雄。
Faithful, yes.
是的。
But heroes, no.
是的，他们很忠心，但是他们不是英雄。
These apostles had been charged with a critical and unique role in launching the church.
因为这些门徒呢。他们身上有一个特殊的使命，要来建立教会。
And so they needed to be absolutely certain of the Lord's resurrection.
所以他们必须清楚，非常的100%的有把握，耶稣是复活了。
They needed to see him. They needed to touch him.
他们需要看见他，也需要去触摸他。
And they were indeed faithful to the end.
那他们的确忠心地走到路中。
But they were not heroic super saints.
但是呢，他们并不是英雄，不是超级圣徒。
Their faith, like that of the rest of us, was flawed, was imperfect.
因为他们的信心其实就跟我们每一个人一样，他们也有他们的软弱，他们的缺陷。
They too had doubts and lapses.
他们同时有过失，他们也会怀疑。
This John wants us to remember.
这就是约翰要我们记住的。
The hero is Jesus, not the apostles.
因为真正的英雄是主耶稣自己，不是这些门徒。
John and Thomas and the rest of the apostles soon watch Jesus go back to heaven, and they live the remaining years of their lives by the same kind of faith as you do, you and I do.
因为耶稣复活之后不久，约翰、彼得还有多马，他们就亲眼看见耶稣升上天上。这之后呢，他们余下的人生，他们所 依靠的信心是跟我们一样的信心。
They never again got to see him or touch him.
因为他们再没有看见他或是触摸他。
But their faith taught them, as it teaches us, to look for his coming again, when our faith will be sight.
但是他们的信心教导他们，也同时教导我们，就是我们要仰望他再回来的日子。到那个时候，我们的信心就会变成眼见。
As well, those to whom John was writing, and that would include us here today, we must not let ourselves feel deprived or cheated that God didn't grant to us this privilege that he granted to Thomas and the others.
我相信呢，约翰呢，他也是写给我们另外一个用意呢，就是让我们不会感觉我们的特权好像被剥夺了，或是神好像欺骗了我们，让我们没有跟这些使徒有一样的特权，可以看见他，触摸他。
John wants us instead to take a kind of pride in the fact that our faith has not been propped up by visions and visitations by the Lord himself.
但是事实上刚好相反，作者约翰呢，他希望我们能够为我们的这样子的信心而能够感到骄傲，因为我们的信心不是被意象或是被耶稣的显现而撑起来的。
This verse should teach us not to crave and not to encourage the false fabrications of visions of the Lord.
因为同时呢，我们也要知道他这一段的他这些的记载是希望我们不要只是去向往或是去羡慕那些假造的这样子的一个显现和意象。
Paul said this to the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians 5, even though we once knew Christ in the flesh, yet now we know him in this way no longer.
因为就像保罗他在哥林多后书五章十六节，他说，我们如从今以后不凭外貌认人，虽然凭着外貌认过基督，如今却不再这样认他了。
The idea is that knowing him in spirit by faith is so much greater and so much more important.
换句话说呢，我们灵里认识他，我们凭着信心来认识他是更重要的。
And so in 2 Corinthians 4, he urged us, we look not at the things that are seen, but at the things that are unseen.
所以保罗在灵后第四章十八节，他也说，原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。
Thomas should be for us,A living lesson of longing for Jesus himself.
多马呢，他应该是给我们一个很好的例子，让我们来羡慕，来渴慕耶稣。
He wanted more than anything to be near Jesus.
因为他希望能够跟耶稣亲近，过于任何事。
He was willing to be near him even if it meant he would die with him, chapter 11.
在十一章我们看见他喜欢跟耶稣在一起，甚至于他愿意舍命。
He needed to know where Jesus was going and how he could go with him.
他需要知道耶稣到底要去哪里，因为他想要跟耶稣一起去。
And then when Thomas heard that his brother disciples had gotten to see him, he found no satisfaction, even though the only rational explanation was that they must be telling the truth.
所以后来呢，当他听见他的弟兄们，他的门徒弟兄们说他们看见了耶稣，他心里不满足。虽然他合理的，他应该是照着逻辑上很合理的，他应该相信他们说的是实话，但是他心里不满足。
His words were, "Unless I see in his hands the imprint of the nails, and put my finger in the place of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe."
他的话呢就是这么说的，我非看见他手上的钉痕，用指头探入那钉痕，又用手探入他的肋旁，我总不信。
But these were not the words of a simple doubter, a raw unbeliever.
我相信这些话呢不是只是很简单的，他就是怀疑，就是不信。
These were the words of one who wanted to embrace Jesus.
而他这么说是因为他想要来拥抱耶稣。
And Thomas did believe.
多马实在是相信。
And Thomas needed help with his unbelief.
但是多马信不足呢，他需要帮助。
Thomas wanted Jesus himself.
多马所要的是主自己。
In the end, words are no substitute for the reality.
换句话说呢，光是话语是不能代替实际的。
You gotta love that kind of faith. You gotta love that kind of faith.
我们应该喜欢，我们应该爱慕这样子的信心。
And we need to despise the kind of faith that is all words and doctrines and is not consumed with the passion to know Jesus and to be with Jesus.
对那种信心，它只是在字句里，只是在教义里面，但是却没有热情想要认识与耶稣在一起，这样子的信心呢，我们应该弃绝。
Our religion is not just a system of beliefs, it is the savior of everything.
我们的宗教信仰呢，不应该只是一个系统的一个教义和神学，而是我们的救主耶稣他自己。
Pray with me.
让我们一起祷告。
Oh Lord God, we thank you for sin.
主啊，天父，我们谢谢你为我们赐下了我们的救主。
Thank you for the model of Thomas.
我们也谢谢你，让我们在这里看见了一个榜样多马。
An honest believer.
一个很诚实的信徒。
Consumed with one holy passion.
他全身是充满了这样子的一个热情。
To know Jesus, to embrace Jesus.
要来认识，要来拥抱耶稣。
Oh Lord, would you cultivate that? Would you grow that in our hearts?
主啊，我们求你也把那样子的信心种在我们的心里。
Teach us to be satisfied with nothing else in this life.
让我们没有办法在生命里面被其他的事情而感到满足。
And oh Lord, we would echo John's prayer.
我们也要心里跟约翰一样的祷告。
Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus.
主啊，我们希望你快来。
Amen.
Amen.